come and spend your autumn years in an Indian palace.
Arches and canopied balconies.
It's a luxury development where all the residents are in their golden years.
Like the Costa Brava?
Yeah, but with more elephants.
It's just opened in Australia, and some of our reviewers said there are a lot of nice things, but they wished it had been sharper, or they wished it hadn't been conventional. But I think that they should have just sat back and enjoyed it.
Well, I don't know if you'd like me to read the first line from your review, or if you remember it, I thought it was very good. You say, if you don't enjoy this pleasing story of elderly British in Jaipur responding to India, you are probably a stone, or maybe young.
Well, the two female reviewers that I heard are older rather than younger, but I think they are always wanting something a bit harder or something like that, and I'm sure in their daily life they wouldn't want it to be hard like that. I think they'd much prefer it to be relaxing and enjoyable.
Which it is, right?
It is, although it's the journey of seven people from England to Jaipur.
This is the day.
Name the place, darling. Where are you going?
And not all of them are very happy as the film starts, and there's one or two that are not happy at the end, but by and large, this group of people discovers something about the other part of the world that they really were never aware of, and some of them find it quite delightful.
Your first time in India?
Yes. This country seems rather more civilized than one originally thought.
You actually say that while the film is basically light entertainment, there's enough depth in dialogue and characterization to raise some serious thoughts about aging, care for the elderly, and taking advantage of opportunities in later years.
Well, that's true, because the film introduces us to seven people right at the start in England. I won't go through them all, but say one has just been widowed. That's the Judi Dench character.
Do you think we'll be all right?
It's going to be extraordinary.
And she's always been with her husband, and this is an opportunity for her to do something by herself, even though her children are a bit concerned. But she actually then decides to run a blog. So she has phone calls and gets them to read her blog from India. And on the other hand, there's a very cantankerous nanny who's been dismissed after many years with the family. She needs a hip replacement. She's really racist and xenophobic, but they tell her that the place where she can get a hip replacement quickly is India. And that's Maggie Smith, who has, you know, a lot of caustic lines.
Would you like some of this? I believe it's called aloo carbonara.
Now, if I can't pronounce it, I don't want to eat it.
And it's interesting to see the effect that being in India has on her. Quite a transformation, in fact. And in between, there's a whole lot of others, a married couple who've lost some of their savings by investing in their daughter's company. There's a judge who's retiring and wants to go to India. So it's a mixed bag, and they've responded to an advertisement that this hotel in Jaipur will actually be good for the elderly.
Have a dream, Mamiji,
to create a home for the elderly so wonderful that they will simply refuse to die.
And off they go and find, of course, it's really run down and a bit of a wreck.
Welcome to the best exotic marigold hotel.
From what I saw, apart from the very entertaining dialogue and, as you say, the incredible cast, which gives some great performances, it's also a celebration of the beauty of India, of its colours, of its people, of its smiling people.
Yes, that's true. The married couple, they're played by Bill Nye and Penelope Wilton, and she finds that she can't respond to India at all.
How can you bear this country? What do you see that I don't?
Whereas for him, it's absolutely exhilarating. And he tries to explain, as does the retired judge, to this woman, you know, it is the colour, it's the vibrancy, it's the life, and she's cut herself off from it. Whereas her husband, you know, is really on a journey of discovery of a vitality in life.
The light, colours, smiles, all life is here.
Peter, do they travel back to England at the end of the film?
One character returns to England, the others all stay.
Look at us! A group of self-deluding old fossils traipsing around as if we're on some bloody gap year!
That doesn't spoil the ending, and I think you can guess from what I said which of the characters goes back. But they really fall in love in many ways with India and the possibilities that are there. For example, Judi Dench actually gets a job coaching people in one of those phone service places, how they should answer the customer, the kinds of things they should say. So, you know, she gets a completely new lease in life, and Maggie Smith actually gets her new hip, and she has a maid who's from the Untouchables, and while she treats her gruffly, she does have a few kind words for the maid, who really responds very well and invites Maggie Smith to her home as a compliment. So that touches her in some way and she changes. So you've got those kinds of issues going on the surface and beneath the surface.
So, shall we say, a very enjoyable film for all, and maybe particularly for not the so young generations who will probably relate to it more.
Yes, I'd say it's a must for the over 70s.
Oh, Peter, you make me feel so old because I really want to see it.
Yes, I think that a lot of people, you know, especially those who, you know, maybe are close to their parents or have to care for their parents and are wondering about old age, I think they'll find it very interesting, amusing, and probably challenging them a bit. So, yes, for some of the younger ones as well.
Everything will be all right in the end. So if it is not all right, it is not yet the end. It's just